Reporting from Port Moody, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. On January 14th, 2025, two members of the BCSPCA gave a presentation at a Port Moody City Council meeting that expressed the SPCA's issues and concerns with mobile petting zoos within the Lower Mainland. In their presentation, Kristen Jacob, a specialist in farm animal welfare, and Nadia Zanakis, a specialist in wild animal welfare, provided council with information that detailed the health and safety risks that these zoos not only pose for the animals in them, but for the public at large. Only a week after this delegation, a decision was made by Port Moody's Governance and Legislation Committee to ask that city staff create a corporate policy that would ban these zoos from operating in the city. CJSF was able to get in contact with Nadia Zanakis, the BCSPCA's specialist in wildlife animal welfare, who first presented to Port Moody City Council to discuss the SPCA's concerns with these mobile petting zoos. During our discussion with Zanakis, we first asked her to expand on the animal welfare concerns associated with these zoos.
Yeah, so we were invited by the Port Moody City Council to provide a presentation on the animal welfare concerns associated with these events. So they're just looking for kind of testimony from experts in this area to provide more information. And so the risks with events like these are to animal welfare for the animals themselves. So risks to their psychological and their physical health. So these events are very stressful. They usually feature exotic animals, which are just wild animals from another country. So we don't usually think of animals like raccoons as pets or companion animals. But when we see kind of reptiles or parrots or animals of that nature, essentially that's what they are, just wild animals from another country we've brought into Canada that are used for these events or used as companion animals. And so that's not really part of their natural habitat. It's very hard to meet their five freedoms in captivity. So there's a lot of concerns for their welfare at events like these, where they may not be given time to rest. They may constantly be being handled either appropriately or inappropriately. They can be stepped on. There's a lot of risk to their physical safety as well as a health and safety component for people. So there's a lot of mixing of animals and humans. That's a risk for Salmonella, E. coli, and we've seen avian influenza heavily featured in the news right now as well. So those are all kind of risks, including physical risks as well. So some events can feature larger mammals. Animals can be unpredictable when they're stressed. They can shed pathogens more heavily when they're stressed. So it's just kind of a mix of a lot of risk involved with these events.
Afterwards, Zanakis expanded on some of the public education work that the BCSPCA is advocating for, as well as the need for better standards in regards to wild animal welfare.
Yeah, we are constantly aiming to kind of provide education, seasonal education, as things pop up in the media. Servals, for example, usually have kind of an annual appearance in the media when one escapes and perhaps they are loose in an area and they might be attacking kind of outdoor cats. We really try to use opportunities like that to spread awareness about these issues. And really what we're advocating for is the Controlled Alien Species Act is provincial legislation. It's a negative list currently. So it means that it only lists the animals you cannot have. But the problem with that is there's new animals popping up all the time with trends and kind of new pets or animals that people are interested in having. And we can't keep up with kind of updating it to reflect the changes that are happening at the time. So servals, for example, aren't on the controlled alien species list. So people can legally have these animals, and as we've seen, there's issues with that. So what we're advocating for is a positive list. So instead, we would list only the species you're allowed to have, and it covers everything else. So you don't have to worry about kind of new trends popping up and having to update the legislation. And we think it would fill a lot of gaps that way. So that's one thing that we're advocating for. And we're hoping that we can continue to work on this.
Lastly, we asked Zanakis to give her thoughts on the City of Port Moody's recent decision to look into the banning of these mobile petting zoos. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, we think it's fantastic. So Port Moody is really like a championing leader in this space. They're the first to kind of pass kind of legislation like this, and I think it's an important first step to start having these conversations, and maybe others might want to follow suit. But there's a lot of work that kind of needs to go into this issue. So from a municipal level, this is a great, fantastic step, and we're so thrilled to see it. But there's multiple levels of government that could be involved in this. So we are also advocating provincially to the provincial government as well for stronger restrictions on these types of animals.
Once again, that was Nadia Zanakis, the BC SPCA's specialist in wildlife animal welfare, who gave her thoughts on the City of Port Moody's decision to look into creating a corporate policy that would ban mobile petting zoos from operating in the city. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This piece would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.